Union University presents Faculty Focus, a series of podcasts illuminating the benefits of academic research leave. Faculty members at Union are awarded research leaves that vary in length from a semester to a full academic year. These concentrated studies frequently result in new publications and updated material for classroom teaching, but each experience is unique. Join us now as we document and showcase another research leave experience at Union University.
This is Mark Kaler at Union University with another edition of Faculty Focus, and today we welcome Jean Marie Walls, who is a professor of French and the chair of the Language Department here at Union University. Dr. Walls, thank you for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure, and we want to talk about your faculty research leave. I want to start by just asking you to describe what it was you did.
Well, it was a very exciting opportunity for me. I've been at Union 23 years, and my leave was a few years ago, so I had been at Union for 20 years, and it was an exciting opportunity to be able to retool and to do some deep research, some extended research in areas that I had not had time to work deeply in since graduate school. I spent 7 weeks in Quebec City, and I also spent some time in Chicoutimi in northern Quebec and in Ottawa. What the time in Quebec gave me the opportunity to do was to focus on an area of research that I have been working on for the past few years. I'm very interested in the cultural infrastructure and changes in Quebec after the Quiet Revolution of the 1970s. So I had the opportunity to do research there. I had the opportunity to focus on a different kind of research and research the museums. Museology was not an area of my training, but I teach a course in our graduate program in Master of Arts in Intercultural Studies called Artistic and Intellectual Expressions and Culture. And so I worked on developing somewhat of an expertise in museology. And then I wrote an article dealing with the infrastructure of the museums in Quebec and the development of the museum system in Quebec. So it was an opportunity both to go back and work in some of the areas that I had a background in and also to develop a new area of expertise for this course that I teach in the master's program.
And obviously, these are opportunities that would be very difficult, if not impossible, to do well doing a regular class faculty schedule.
Exactly, because traveling in the summertime, certainly it's a wonderful opportunity to be able to do work in the summer. But when you're working with educational systems, i.e. other universities, museum systems, the summer's not really the ideal time to work. So the opportunity to be able to interface with people during our normal semester, it was a great opportunity, and the timing was great for me because I had the time to research and write, and then to write three articles that came out the next year.
Now, was this a one-semester leave?
I had one semester.
Mm-hmm. And tell me about these articles now. Where were they picked up?
Well, the two of them were presentations at professional meetings. One of them was an article in a book called Quebec at the Dawn of the New Millennium that looked at contemporary issues in Quebec. So that was the article on museums that I wrote while I was there that semester.
And the separatist movement, I guess, that was so so much a part of Canada. I know my mom's Canadian, so I know about this. And I know that it was such a struggle for everybody over there during that time. Mm-hmm. How did that play into all of your work over there? And I would imagine you had to be fairly diplomatic with – and some of these are very highly charged issues, I would think, too.
Well, because I'm working in Quebec and I speak French and teach French, what I do there plays very much into my undergraduate teaching as well, and teaching about Quebec and the Francophone world at large. But back to your question on the delicacy of the issues, because I was working in Quebec and I was working on the evolution of the cultural infrastructure in the creative industries post-Quiet Revolution. That's actually an area that Quebec likes to promote and likes to get attention about. And so you know, my questions and the explorations that I was doing are quite in keeping with the publicity that they're looking for. One mm-hmm. of the things I was able to do as well is to I was looking not only at the museum systems, but I looked at even things like the tourist industry and how Quebec portrays itself in terms of items that are sold as tourist items, what images, what creative images are sold to share that image of who they are. Mm-hmm. Another one of my interests is the attitudes toward religion in Quebec and how prior to the Quiet Revolution that religious identity was so strong and so important. And after the Quiet Revolution, that refiguring of identity did not include that strong component of the religious identity at an institutional level. And so it was interesting to look at the way religion is portrayed in different aspects of culture, both in both politically, how it's portrayed institutionally, how it's practiced in different denominational settings, and how it's evolved since the 1970s in Quebec. So being there and having the opportunity to do those things, to talk to people, in addition to the time I spent in libraries and inside reading, it was a great opportunity to interview people and to deepen my understanding of Quebec culture and what they have been through in the past 40 years.
Can you talk just a little bit about what the Quiet Revolution was? And mm-hmm. not, I know it's probably more than we can get into in just mm-hmm. a couple of minutes here, but mm-hmm. can you kind of summarize that briefly?
Yeah, the Quiet Revolution was something that we as Americans frequently don't know about. Mm-hmm. And you know, even as a student of French with a PhD in French, it was not an area that was really covered in my background. And so this is an interest that I've developed during my years of teaching after graduate school. It was a period when Quebec asserted its independence. There was a strong, as you said, separatist movement to look at Quebec as a separate entity from the rest of Canada. The French language is one of the major driving forces and points of identity. And it's a complicated sort of identity question as they sought at that particular point in history to realign their identity and to reassert a political identity rather than just a linguistic and a religious identity, which prior to the Quiet Revolution, that identity had been mainly hooked to the religious and the language issues. After the Quiet Revolution, that identity became hinged to the political and the education system, and as well as the French language. And the church as a controlling piece of society did not have the strong force and voice that it did prior to the Quiet Revolution.
Okay. When you teach French, obviously mm-hmm. you teach more than just the language, you teach the culture. Mm-hmm. I would think this has tremendous benefits mm-hmm. For your students here at Union mm-hmm. when you teach especially the mm-hmm. upper-level French mm-hmm. courses, but probably even French mm-hmm. 101, you're talking about culture as well as language.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and I think it's so important for our students to understand that language is not delivered in a vacuum and that a language like French or Spanish is not just spoken on one place on the planet mm-hmm. and that those languages spread in many different ways and are spoken in many different ways. And I think it helps our students to understand better the world and where they fit and how they interact with different people from different places. It also helps them, I think, to be less self-conscious about themselves as American speakers of French, that there are people around the globe that speak French in different ways and that mm-hmm. it's okay to speak French with an American accent, that the important thing is that we make an effort to communicate with others and to try to understand others. And I think that learning of the language is a vital component of promoting that intercultural understanding.
Mm-hmm. What are the next steps that you might take to further develop some of the ideas, some of the contributions, mm-hmm. the things you were able to discover during this time?
I'm actually going to be working on an article pivoting off my research for an edition of the French Review, which has a focus on Quebec for their fall edition. So I'll be picking up on some of my research. Of course, we had a tornado between my sabbatical and this research. So some of it I'm coming back to and working on now, some of the things that I started then. Every project that I started, there's some continuation of the project. I'm doing a paper in Kentucky that is picking up some of the research that I did there. But, you know, having that opportunity to have a semester to refocus and regear and also re-energize for what I can put back into my classes, it gave me really the opportunity to work on what I wanted to deliver to my students and also to enrich what I had to bring to them, actually from that space of Quebec. Having been there, it allowed me to bring in that material and that perspective afresh to all levels of my classes.
That's great. I want to ask you, too, people are going to be listening to this who might be thinking about, well, should I apply for one of these? Mm-hmm. Should I take the time away from the classroom? Mm-hmm. It's a big decision to make.
It is.
What would you tell folks?
I appreciate very much Union's commitment to putting this program in place. My family was very supportive of me, and I'm very blessed to have a supportive husband and family. And he very much supported me in this time that I was investing in Union, mm-hmm. and what I have to give my students. It was well worth the time I spent there. I was fortunate also to have a Quebec government grant that helped fund my stay, because it is an expense to be abroad for 2 months.
Sure is.
And so I would encourage faculty to pursue grant opportunities that would allow them to step out of the path and get away and really focus on that study time and research time that allows you to refresh and renew and really dig deeply into issues and areas that you really don't have the opportunity to do with a normal teaching schedule.
Mm-hmm. Great advice. Thank you so much for joining us, Jean Marie Walls, professor of French, chair of the language department here at Union University.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Faculty Focus, a production of Union University in Jackson, Tennessee. Union integrates top-tier academics with Christ-centered learning in more than 100 fields of study. Union University, excellence-driven, Christ-centered, people-focused, future-directed.